You gonna read with us tonight? We're gonna read some out of the book of Romans, 14th chapter. 14th chapter, book of Romans. Very familiar scripture. We know. I'm going to start with the first verse. It says, "Him that is weak in the faith receive ye, but not to doubtful disputations. For one believeth that he may eat all things, another who is weak eateth herbs. Let not him that eateth despise him that eateth not. And let not him which eateth not judge him that eateth, for God hath received him. Who art thou that judgest another man's servant to his own servant? He standeth or falleth. Yea, he shall be holden up, for God is able to make him stand. One man esteemeth one day above another. Another esteemeth every day alike. Let every man be fully persuaded in his own mind. He that regardeth the day regardeth it unto the Lord. And he that regardeth not the day to the Lord, he doth not regard it. He that eateth, eateth to the Lord, for he giveth God thanks. He that eateth not, to the Lord he eateth not, and giveth God thanks. For none of us live to himself, and no man dieth to himself. For whether we live unto the Lord. Whether we die unto the Lord. Whether we live therefore or die, we are the Lord's. For to this end Christ both died and rose and revived, that he might be the Lord both of the dead and the living. But why dost thou judge thy brother, or why dost thou set at naught thy brother? For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. For it is written, as I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. So then every one of us shall give an account of himself to God. Let us not therefore judge one another any more, but judge this rather, that no man put a stumbling block on occasion to fall in his brother's way. I know and am persuaded by the Lord Jesus, that there is nothing unclean of itself, but to him that esteemeth anything to be unclean, to him it is unclean. But if thy brother be grieved with thy meat, now walkest thou not charitably. Destroy not him with thy meat for whom Christ died. Let not then your good be evil spoken of. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. For he that in these things serveth Christ is acceptable to God and approved of men. Let us therefore follow after the things which make for peace, and things wherewith one may edify another. For meat destroy not the work of God. All things indeed are pure, but it is evil for that man who eateth with offense. It is good neither to eat flesh, nor to drink wine, nor anything whereby thy brother stumbleth, or is offended, or is made weak. Hast thou faith? Have it to thyself before God. Happy is he that condemneth not himself in that thing which he alloweth. And he that doubteth is damned if he eat, because he eateth not of faith, for whatsoever is not of faith is sin." No, that's very familiar, and most of all in our Sunday school class. We hadn't been but just a little bit that we've had this in our Sunday school, and I know that we went over it, and but nonetheless, we've got a little thought in this, and I understand what the Scripture's talking about, but I've listened tonight, as everybody else has, seemingly, that to the songs that we've sung, and not just that, I've listened to you that's testified tonight, and I appreciate that. I really do. I appreciate that. I thought tonight that you'll find none greater than our God. You'll find none greater. You'll not find one like Him. Nowhere. Forever. Don't care where you look, where you go, you'll never find a God like our God. He's able. Bible asked the question in more than one place. One time in the days of Abraham, and he said, is there anything too hard for the Lord? Is there anything too hard for the Lord? And I'll get around to my message in a minute, but I want you to realize that God is greater than all. All. Makes no difference tonight, brethren, what this world says. God is greater. Our God. My God. Whichever way you want to put it, but the fact of it is, He is greater than all. There's not one like Him. Do you know that? Now, I'll stand as long as I can. I'm a little chugged up and can't hardly talk either, but that's okay. You bear with us for just a minute. God's been put to the test. Your God. If you believe in God, your God has been tried. He's been proven. Brethren, and He's always been felt to be God. Yeah. One God. Not a half a dozen. Not two. Brethren, but one. One God tonight. Brethren, we believe in one God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost tonight. Brethren, one. One. It's what we believe. It's what we say we believe. Can I say that? I'm not putting you on trial. I'm not going to judge you. Thank God they ain't a whole lot I can do for you, my friend, except try to point you in the right direction, my friend. Do you know that? Not in my power. No, sir, it's not in your power. Brethren, to do one thing for another. You say, preacher, it says for us, my friend, to be charitable one to another. Yes, it does. There's things we can do for you, but brethren, there's things that we cannot help you with because they come from God. They come from the Lord. Yes, sir. Deliverance. Brethren, I can't deliver you tonight. I can't save you tonight. Brethren, but God can. Did you know that? He can. He can, as I've heard that of your testimony. And I'll say this. Brethren, I don't know the outcome or how things will be in the outcome, but I still believe God blesses them that'll stand upon the Word of God tonight. He does. He does. Is there anything about God that we don't understand? Why, sure they are. You might say, preacher, I understand. No, you don't. There's a lot of things. The Bible even asked a question. Brethren, who hath known, brethren, the mind of God tonight? Ask that question. Turn right around, he said, but we have the mind of Christ. Do you know that? You say, preacher, they're one. Did you know that Jesus Christ, my friend, prayed the prayer, thank God that God would take the cup away from him tonight? Yes, he did. Prayed three times. They come down to the last of it, my friend. He said, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. Preacher, what's all that have to do? I can't help it tonight. My friend, God has been proven, tested, brethren, over and over again. And thank God, he's still victorious tonight. Yes, sir. Victorious. He's the victor. He's the king. King of kings. Lord of lords. Every knee shall bow. Ain't that what it says? Every knee. Brethren, I think about it a lot of time. We got a lot of folks, brethren, in this world, that thinks they don't bow to nobody. Brethren, but one day their knee will bow. They'll recognize. They will. I'm not here to tell you. You say, preacher, I know my God's real. Do you? That's what I want to preach on tonight. I ain't going to preach on God. Brethren, the Bible says here, and I know he's talking about things being eat, and he's talking about days, and he's talking about how people esteem one day higher than another, and then another esteems every day alike. That's what the Scripture says. I read it to you. But he said something, thank God, that has stuck with me. And he said, let every man be fully persuaded in his mind. Fully persuaded in his mind. Brethren, I don't care if your mother, your father, your granddad, grandmother, as far as you want to go back, thank God, you've got to be fully persuaded that he's your God. And besides him, there's no other. Fully persuaded. Fully persuaded. Brethren, that whatever circumstance you find yourself in, brethren, he's able to deliver you tonight. Woo! You've got to be fully persuaded. Do you know that? Yes, sir. There's things. Brethren, that we think sometimes that, well, God might and he might not. Do you hear me? Do you know what we try to do most of the time? We try to figure out how God's going to fix this. Huh? We try to figure out how he's going to get all this done. I've got news for you. That ain't faith. Is it? That's not faith. You trying to figure out what God's going to do. Brother,
Trust him tonight. Give it to him. Rather than when he takes care of it, thank God, tell him thank you. Can I tell you something? There's a harlot over in the days of Jericho. Were they not? Yes, sir. Now, you can get into the customs and the things, and I can probably tell you a little bit about all that and what have you. But I'm not going to do that. Brethren, this woman was there. Rahab the harlot, my friend, and the only piece or the only house that stood on the wall, brethren, was her house tonight. Yeah. Bible says that the spies wound up there. They did. And she hid them. Did she not? She could have turned them over. Brother, never seen them again. I don't know where she ever... Well, she did. I'll back up on that. I ain't going to say that. She let them men out, brethren, of the window that was on the wall. Brethren, I believe with all my heart that she let them out with, that scarlet. I believe it hung in that window, thank God, till the walls come tumbling down. I believe that. Scripture don't say, but I believe that. Wouldn't you? If you had an oath, my friend, and they said our oath is null and void except this scarlet thread's hanging out. Glory to God! Brethren, she was persuaded, thank God. She even told them, she said, we've heard about y'all. Huh? We've heard about y'all's God. Huh? I don't care whether they hear much about me or not, but thank God the God I serve, I hope they've heard about him. Don't you? Fully persuaded. Fully persuaded. I believe, brethren, that she is persuaded to the point. I can't help but to believe as they marched around that city, if they wasn't nobody else looking, they was two men looking. You know what they was looking for? They was looking for that scarlet. Huh? Yes, sir. Be hanging out that window. Brethren, I believe they saw it. I believe they rejoiced. The scripture don't say. I'm just saying. I would if I had an oath with somebody. Wouldn't you? That they kept up the part. Yeah. Thank God. I don't believe, my friend, that you could have got her out of that oath because she was persuaded to go through with it. That's how much she believed. You know, the scripture says, my friend, after that, the walls came tumbling down, that Rahab joined up with the children of Israel. Yes, sir. Went along with them. Huh? She saw something. Did she not? Brethren, she had something in her heart, my friend, that you couldn't get out of her. Couldn't get out of it. You know, if you really love God tonight, brethren, there's nobody, no thing in this world, brother, that'll ever separate you. If you're really persuaded. If you're really persuaded. Preacher, I ain't never seen my God. Well... That's a problem. That's a problem with a lot of folks. You know that. It really is. It's a problem. There's a lot of folks that say, hey, you believe something you can't see. Huh? How can you not? Huh? I'm persuaded, my friend, the night he saved me, that he give me something. Yes, sir. He give me something. And the truth of it is, I might not have understood what all he give me, and I might not have understood everything that he done for me. Matter of fact, I know I didn't. I know more about my salvation tonight than I did then. I did. But I know two things that night. When I went into the house of God, I was lost. I knowed I was lost. If I died in that condition, I honestly believed I'd split hell wide open. That's how I felt. That's how it was. They wouldn't know peace. I couldn't lay down at night and be at rest. Brethren, even with myself, I couldn't. But he changed that. He changed that. Yes, he did. Let every man be fully persuaded. I've told you more than once, and Lord help me, one day I'm going to preach on the mind. There's more to the mind, my friend, than we want to give credit. Yes, sir. There's more going on in the mind than we want to give credit. I'm not going to get into that tonight. Now, I'm not here tonight, my friend, to persuade you. Do you know that? To persuade you. Why, preacher, if you'd preach in such a manner, I might believe. No, you wouldn't. I've heard me and my friend, and I can't help people talk about just put cold chills on them. Well, I don't know about the cold chills, my friend, but brethren, I've heard some messages that stirred my heart. Yeah. Yes, sir. And some messages, my friend, that has troubled me. I'm talking about after I've been saved. Troubled me for days and days on end. Preacher, is that a bad thing? No, it helped me. It helped me to be persuaded. There's a lot of folks, my friend, needs to hear those kind of messages. Brethren, that'll stir their heart to the point, brethren, that they'll meditate upon them. Yes, sir. I heard a song on the way up here. And said, Lord, give us revival until the Spirit come. I thought, my stars. Give us revival until the Spirit come. I thought, I really did. It just got my attention. Until, what do you mean until? The Spirit come. You ain't going to have revival without the Spirit. No way, form nor fashion. But you know, I got the gist of what he's talking about. There's a lot of folks, my friend, needs revived. You know that? Just look around, thank God. We've got a house full of them. Yes, we have. You say, preacher, that, you ought not preach like that. The truth of it is tonight, brethren, if you're not persuaded in your own heart and own mind that God is God, and besides Him there is no other, brethren, you're serving the wrong God tonight. Fully persuaded. Fully persuaded. There's
Nothing wrong about being persuaded. Persuaded. In your own mind. God's been put to the test. Has He not? He's been put on the trial. Bible says in the book of Hebrews, I believe it is, over there, He said, where they tempted me and proved me 40 years. 40 years over there they tempted Him. And He said, and proved Him. Huh? You know what they found Him to be? They found Him to be God. Yes, sir. It wasn't no molten calf that brought them out. It ain't no molten calf today. It's not an image. No, sir. Why, preacher, why is it that I just can't see God? You ain't going to see God with these eyes. You're going to have to look a little different. Yes, you are. Now, I'm not going to tell you that you can't see God. I'm not going to. Huh? No, sir. Bible says, you say, preacher, no man has seen the Lord face to face and lived. Well, let's go just a little bit. Bible says, my friend, that when they murmured against Moses over in the days of the wilderness, that He told them, He said to my prophets, He said, I'll give them visions. He said, but not so with my servant Moses. He said, of whom I have spoken to face to face. Face to face. Do you know that Moses saw the hinder part and the people couldn't look upon him? Let every man be fully persuaded in his own heart. Now, I don't know about you. You say, preacher, you ain't saved. You just think you are. Well, I'm fully persuaded, thank God, that I am. Do you know that? I am. I can't help what people thinks or says or sees. Brethren, let every man be fully persuaded in his own heart. Is God able? You go over in the book of Daniel. I hate talking about Daniel. That's where we're at right now in Sunday school. But the truth of it is, brethren, God was put to the test. They was four young men, my friend, that I believe they purposed in their hearts. So I'm going to say they're persuaded. They're persuaded that God was God. Didn't make no difference where they is at. Are you one of them? Why, preacher, he's God when I go to church. What is He when you leave the church? Huh? What is He? Is He still not God? Huh? Is He still not the same God? I understand. I really do. I understand how it is that we want to gather together. We want to people, my friend, to see things just like we see them. But the truth of it is, every man has to be fully persuaded in his own mind. God is God. Nebuchadnezzar knowed about God. He did. He asked him three. He said, is thy God whom thou servest, is He able to deliver thee? Huh? They was persuaded. They was persuaded of this one thing. Do you know this? They still live for God. Didn't make no difference where He delivered them or not. He said, we're not careful. That's what they said. We're not careful to answer thee, O king. But said, whether He does or not, said, we ain't bowing. Thank God. That was the problem, them bowing. When they throwed them in the fiery furnace, who was it, brethren, that was interested in them? Nebuchadnezzar went down there and he said, let's see what's going on. Well, if I throw three men in a fiery furnace heated up seven times hotter than the ones that throwed them in there, it killed them. Thank God I wouldn't worry about them other three, would you? But brethren, he was. You know why? It because of the God that they serve. The God they serve. I'll tell you something tonight. Your testimonies, your own testimonies tonight, brethren, has told on you that you're persuaded that God is your God. Nothing wrong with that. There ain't another like Him. Not one. I'll say this, and I probably shouldn't, but I'm going to say it. Did you know that Nebuchadnezzar, when he looked in, and you tell me, when he looked in, he said, didn't we throw three men in there? Yeah, three. Bam. He said, I see four. Huh? I see four. They loosed and they up walking around. What told them? He said, and the form of the fourth is like unto the Son of God. How'd he know that? How'd he know that? Think about it. Brethren, when they got him out of that furnace, you know them three boys lived on. That fire didn't touch them. The Bible says the smell of smoke wasn't on them. You know, humanly, naturally, that's just impossible. You get around the least little bit of smoke and you'll smell it all day long. Huh? Yes, sir. Yeah, you'll think it's up in your nostril somewhere. Yeah, you will. Didn't even have the smell of smoke, huh? Just burnt the bonds off. I understand that, don't you? I believe that. I really do. I believe that. Nebuchadnezzar, when they come out of that furnace, he said, and made a decree. He said, we're going to serve the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Why? Because no other God can deliver after this sort. No other God. He was persuaded there is no other God that could deliver like God. Are we fully persuaded? Do we live a life that's fully persuaded? Or do we just come because it's our duty? You know, you can probably play church when you're a child and get by with it. But when you become an adult and things become to where your life is in your hand and you're responsible. In other words, you're responsible for your actions. That you will be responsible for your sin. You'll not get by with playing church. You know that? I'm not saying you are tonight. I will say this. There's a whole host of people playing church. There is. Throughout this world. And you know the real truth of it is, the only thing really that me and you can do is pray for them and pray that the Lord will open up a door of opportunity for them. It ain't everybody's going to be saved. No, it's not. It ain't everybody that draws back. No, it's not. I'm glad it's not. Ain't you? I'm glad these folks, my friend, that believe in God just as much as I do. Don't you? And they'll follow. they'll follow him. People have a tendency to follow. They really do. Read it. Do they not? They had good kings. They had bad kings. They didn't make no difference. One come in, they'd be bad, and they'd just follow him. Didn't they? One come in, they'd be good, they'd follow him. Then after a while, another bad one come by. They'd just follow him. Did you know there was no other people in the world like the people of God? None. God's people. The apple of his eye. They think about that. Think about it. And sometimes they was fully persuaded that God was God. And then other times they pretty much persuaded that he wasn't God. They traveled that road a good bit. That's the message. There's a lot of illustrations in the scriptures. But Nebuchadnezzar made mention, and he said, "For no other God can deliver after this sort." After this sort. I'll hush. I appreciate being here. I appreciate you being here. Most of all tonight, I do. And I'm glad. I'm glad I'm able to be here. I really am. And I'm glad that I'm living in a day when I can serve and worship the Lord all I want. All I want. Yes, he is my God. He knows me, and thank God I know him. Anybody got anything you need to say or do, leave with us.